We have our headliner coming up. Perhaps you've seen him on the Part of the Problem podcast or the Legion of Skanks podcast. That's right. You might also know him from his comedy special, Libertas. Oh, yeah. Give it up for the next president of the United States of America, Dave Smith!
Thank you guys so much for coming out. Thank you for having me at Porkfest. What a great reminder that I actually don't hate libertarians. Twitter is not our best representation, is it? You come out here and all these cool people. What the hell happened when you get... Everybody's just kind of like, hey, friend, it's so nice to see you. And then they're like, okay, well, now it's through text and you only have a limited... number of characters, and they're like, I hope you fucking die. All right? That's just like, how did that take such a turn?
The following is a Goulash Media production. GoulashMedia.net.
I'll make questionable decisions. On my side. I'll be in fact of all I saw. Judge me for my sin.
Sir,
I'm well. All right, we're here at Porkfest. We just finished up a freaking sweet comedy special. Is that do we get some sneak peeks at things to come?
It's you know, I'm in the process right now. It's trying to build the new hour of material and a bunch of stuff about the lockdowns in the last year. And last
Dave Smith, by the way, this is Dave Smith. I probably should have led with that.
I'm assuming everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there is not one new person, but maybe I'm wrong. But I didn't get to do the road much during the whole COVID craziness, so it's just nice to be back out doing stand-up comedy. It's what I love to do. Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the president. How much? Let me tell you something. Donald Trump mind fucked me. I mean, like, I think he did this whole country, but I don't even know how to tell you what Donald Trump did to me. It's something like, I feel like I just came out of an abusive relationship, and now I'm looking back at it and I'm questioning everything. Like, I'm like, wait, was I the asshole the whole time? Like, Did I provoke him in some way? Like, I used to think Trump was an idiot, but now looking back on it, I'm quite certain he was a genius. I really am. Dude, he just like messed with everyone's mind. He broke the whole matrix open. Like, do you remember when Donald Trump first became president and you were like, this is so weird that Donald Trump is the president? And now Joe Biden's president. And I'm like, this is so weird that Donald Trump's not the president of the United States of America. This doesn't make sense anymore. Like, I just want to go back to the normal old days when Donald Trump was president.
I gotta ask first and foremost, you've been snobbing me on Twitter by not responding to any of my messages, inviting you on the show, so I had to kind of ambush you here and ask you to come on the show while recording it so I can get your answer yes or no there.
Well, here's the thing about trying to reach me on Twitter, right? I've gotten a good amount of followers now, and there's a lot of people, so I have to...
All of them Nazis.
I have to focus on who I respond to, so it's only blue check marks and anyone who calls me a Nazi. Those are my... So if you're not fitting into one of those two camps...
I'm not going to get the check anytime soon, so, you know, I'm going to have to...
Well, I think you just answered your question,
I guess, yeah.
Right there. Yes, you're going to have to call me a Nazi on Twitter. If you call me a Nazi one time, I'll come on your podcast.
Nazi.
And then we can, all right, let's do it.
Boom.
Let's debate.
So...
Go. Call Mark Claire. Let's set it up.
We're sorry. All of our representatives are still busy.
Speaking of debate... There was a debate here on this stage earlier tonight with the dark Dave Smith, I believe is the name that he's going by these days. He's so gangster. He puts his area code into his Twitter handle. It's like 802. Archie Fly, I believe is his name.
I'm not familiar.
I can't believe you haven't heard of this man, but I'm curious.
He's making waves, doing big things?
Yeah, he's, well, you know, he said that he couldn't make it because his car broke down. I think that he just has better things to do, like bringing people into the Libertarian Party.
Look, hey, man, I don't know what happened there, but I think it's for the best that it went this way, to be honest. So,
explain.
I just think it was better off for that to not happen. So better off for Archie, better off for the audience,
better off for the world, better off for the country, yes. Everyone, yeah.
The country is
the children.
For not happening, yes. There was, we didn't need it.
He didn't show. He was supposed to do a debate at Porkfest, but he didn't show.
He just, but he's from Vermont. It's very hard to get to New Hampshire from Vermont.
And where Porkfest is, if you remember, I mean, it's right on the border of Vermont.
Yeah.
It's got to be, he could have Ubered there.
Who is he supposed to debate?
I think like an older LP guy. I didn't know who the guy was, but I know he was a black guy and they were debating the subject of racism, which was already just like, this is going to just go bad for you, Archie. Like, I think he made the right call to not go. And it was also scheduled to be right before my podcast. So it was going to be a lot of my crowd there for me. It was a good decision on his part to not go.
These people who are quitting, are they quitting civilly or are they doing a big flounce?
Oh, no civil. No, it's the party has been taken over by bigotry and right wing awfulness, and I cannot be a part of this anymore. That's kind of the vibe as they go out.
That was the smart thing. That's what I would have done, too, in his spot at that point. Like, Josh Smith goes, we demand to see all of the transcripts. And he's like, I'll leave. That's fine. That's fine. No problem. I'm leaving because of the bigotry. The bigotry is a really big problem. I've been to so many of these events, like libertarian events. I'm going to hang out for hours after this. I talked to a bunch of people last night. I'll talk to a bunch more people today. I've never, ever met the racialist amongst us. I've never once had someone at one of these things come up to me and be like, you know, I really want to talk about the Jews. Or like, we got to talk about the blacks and like what they're doing wrong or something like this. Or keeping the white majority of the country. No, never once. And now, I'm just saying, if I'm the guy who they say I am, I'm the right-wing entryist guy, wouldn't I be the guy who people would come up to and say that about? And a lot of people come up to me. That's never what they want to talk about. It's almost as if we don't have a real racism problem in this community. It's almost as if that's really not a big problem. And
I don't know, Dave, that dog barked while you were giving the speech, which makes me think you were whistling something.
Yeah, okay, go condemn bigotry, and we'll see. I bet that'll really lead to a revolution in this country. Like, yeah, right, yeah. I'm glad. The Nazis shouldn't have done that. You know? If I saw a Nazi today, I'd say, hey, that wasn't nice. Don't you do that, Nazi. Just thought I'd let everyone know that's where I stand on the whole Nazi thing.
So, Dave, what brings you out to Porkfest?
I love it. I mean, I came out for my first time 2 years ago, and I just had such a great time. And I was bummed I couldn't make it out last year. And I knew this year, especially with everything going on in New Hampshire, you know, the kind of the wing of the Libertarian Party that I really love the most, kind of being so dominant out here, and so many good people in the Free State Project that it's like, this is just great. It's really fun to come out and like see my people, you know?
Nazis.
Yeah, Nazis. So it's obviously what we're talking
about. Robbie just talked about it at length. I'm not sure if that interview is going anywhere, but I'll run it by you first.
When you win, can I be press secretary? I want to be out there dealing with the press on a daily basis.
There are some things that you should know about him before you appoint him to anything.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not appointing him to anything. I just want to give the kid hope for a little bit. But yeah, no, he's not going to be in the cabinet.
If only these people that are attacking you, if only they knew that the co-host on your show secretly is that like this flaming Nazi. Like worse. He's way worse. The things he said were way worse than anything out of Nick Fuentes' mouth.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not like he's a secret Nazi. He's an actual secret Nazi. He's 92 years old. He looks very young. He was in Hitler's private military, secret police unit. Yeah. He was a bad guy, did a lot of bad things.
How do you feel about the fact that you filled an entire shed with Nazis, I assume?
You know, I showed up to an event like...
Tell me about what brought you into the Liberty Movement, and why is it Ron Paul?
Well, Ron Paul, the man who spoke the truth. It was Ron Paul, and then after him, Tom Woods and Peter Schiff. And
great job, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Jeff Deist, and just like all the best people. Those Lou Rockwell, all those guys. That's who brought me into Liberty and taught me about it. And I'm grateful that they did.
This country is in a revolution. They're sick and tired of what they're getting, and I happen to be lucky enough to be part of it.
Fight all of this government tyranny. Compromise nothing. Grow a fucking backbone and fight for liberty. That's our message.
I'm glad to see the revolution is continuing.
Now you're here making waves and taking names. What's your plan next, and why is it running for president?
Right now, man, the plan is what the plan always is. The plan is just to make people laugh doing stand-up comedy and talk that liberty shit that inspires people, and we'll see where that takes me, which might be in that direction. We'll see.
What I mentioned on Rogan, which has gotten a lot of buzz and a lot of the liberty Twitter and the libertarian community talking about this, is that I said, and I meant it, that I am seriously considering running for president on the Libertarian Party ticket for 2024.
Well, Dave, we'll have you on the show soon if you will come, and I will give you the mic now to say whatever you want into the camera.
All right, Porkfest, thank you for having me. What a kick-ass time. Thank you for all the people who showed up. See you guys next year.
I'll make questionable decisions.